Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Living Life with Pastor Carolyn Henderson, your host tonight. We thank you for calling in. Tonight we are going to discuss subject in times of trouble, and we have my husband, Bishop Alroy S. Henderson, on the line, and we have Pastor D. Kenneth Hamilton on the line, who will we will be talking to tonight to discuss what is going on in the kingdom of God like never before. I am going to bring Pastor Hamilton live right now. Good evening, Pastor Hamilton.
Good evening, Pastor Carolyn. How are you?
All is well. God bless you. Hold on. Good evening, Bishop Henderson. How are you? We can't hear you, Bishop.
Good evening, everyone. I'm doing well and hope everyone else is also.
Amen. God bless you. We also see our co-host on with us tonight, Pastor Valerie Burwell. We're going to bring her in. We are here tonight because, good afternoon, Pastor Burwell. How are you?
God bless you, Pastor. I'm doing well. Good evening to you, great men of God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you all. We thank God for the opportunity to come together. We see so much of so many postings on Facebook, and so many people are talking about the deaths in Minnesota and in Louisiana, and then the deaths of the five policemen in Dallas, Texas. And there's still so much unrest, and there's positive and negative dialogue going on. So tonight we've asked Bishop Henderson and Pastor Hamilton and even our co-host to come in tonight to discuss, because we know that my husband and Pastor Burrell's husband has worked in law enforcement. And today, one of the police chiefs, I think it was in Charlotte, made a powerful statement. We just want to give opportunity Bishop Henderson, Pastor Hamilton, and Pastor Burrell in that order to give some information that you would like to share.
Amen. I'd just like to share or start the conversation this evening with a simple word of unity, that we have to understand all sides of the issues and problems that has presented itself in this world, this society at the present time, simply meaning the economical situations that we have, our social events that are going on, whether they are Black Lives Matters or All Lives Matters, as well as personalities. And then we need to bring in the spiritual aspect of it all to see exactly how the spirit, whether it is of God or the enemy, is affecting what's happening around us. And I think when we understand the spiritual side of this, we can better understand and see the attack of the enemy. And then the church can step up and do what the church is called to do, what the assignment that God has given the church to do. So when we look at things, we need to look at it as one of our college professors told us, through different lenses, and see the whole picture instead of just a partial of the picture.
Amen. Pastor Hamilton.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Carolyn, and thank you, Apostle Henderson. Good evening, Pastor Valerie. For me, and as I've been thinking about the trouble in the land and everything that's going on around us, you know, I'm from South Carolina, and we're such a state of hospitality, but yet also a state of unrest. And I grew up in a large family where no matter what happened or what went on, at the end of the day, we still showed love. And one of the key components that I see is missing out of the circumstances that's missing with within the cities and the states and the nation is love. And as Apostle said, togetherness and unity. I see that there is an evil spirit that has raised its head amongst the people of God and even amongst the unsaved. And that evil spirit is trying to catapult us to a spirit of unrest in our lives, our homes, and our ministries. And if we can take our churches back to a position of love and forgiveness and teach our young people and our black and our white and our unrest that there is a thing called forgiveness. And if we can plant a seed of love in the minds and the heart of the police and the common man and even just the common life practices, evil is so violently raging in the land, and that's a spirit that's been released, and it's trying to distract the focus of everyone, and it's hiding behind the spirit of racism, and it's hiding behind the spirit of economics, and it's hiding behind the spirit of mental illness, and it's hiding behind the spirit of social unrest. It's just an evil spirit. And it's nothing new, but it has taken on a different face and it's taken on a different depth. And I think if we can get back to a spirit of peace and forgiveness and love and in unity, encompassing it all, we would be much better off. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Valerie.
I agree, Pastor, with what Apostle and Pastor Hamilton have shared regarding this, even in the last couple of weeks in our studies and prayer. We have a gentleman that has joined in on the teaching, and he's actually a chaplain with the state police in Louisiana. And he sent me some pictures of what was taking place, different from what media was sharing. And the intensity, not that it was riotous, not that it was chaotic, but the presence that you have officers in uniform face to face, as one writing said, you could feel the breath of the other person against you. And the police officers had tears in their eyes. As Apostle said, we have to know the whole scope of the situation, and we have to, as Pastor Hamilton said, we have to recognize the truth of what it is. And I look at Matthew 5, verse 44. It says, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who will use you and persecute you." And so even in the midst of what we're facing right now, we know that love covers a multitude of sin. But when you're dealing with individuals who don't have love for themselves, nor do they have love for God, it's hard for them to exercise love towards their brothers and sisters. But even as the word tells us, we've got to pray for those. We've got to pray for those who despitefully use us, persecute us, and do all manners of evil against us. And it's been challenging for me, I have to admit, that for a body of believers, and we say we are Christians, we are God's servants in the earth, we are royal priesthood, we are living by the precepts and principles of God's word, but we can spew out things that are contrary to what God would have us do in the midst of this. I know that it's challenging. You know, I can't imagine what it's like to be in any of those places right now where these uprisings have occurred. But when we look at what we have done as a society, what we the people who vote in presidents and senators and all of the officials, we, because we are not being the voice that God needs us to be in this season, have allowed certain things to happen. And we say, well, that's not God's plan, and, you know, that was the enemy. Regardless of what it was, we have a mandate on us as his leaders that we have got to instill in the body, that we have got to really get back to love and to prayer, to sort of change things. People keep saying, God, I need you to fix it. God, I want you to change it. But I believe God is saying to us as people, I placed you in the earth with purpose to fulfill. And a part of that purpose to fulfill is be the change that's needed.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank all three of you for being here tonight. Before we came on the line, we had been viewing some footage and different things online. And one of the things, like we you've said and so many before, all of you, people are not happy with, people are angry, people have their own opinion of things. But what I'm seeing is that some people are using what's going on as a platform to let them shine. I don't believe that this is a season or time for us as church leaders or pastors or leaders to be trying to shine, but trying to bring about a peace. As Pastor Hamilton has said, there is a spirit in the earth, and it has never been fully asleep, but it has been resuscitated, and it has taken on a foul, vile spirit. And I heard one apostle refer to it as the spirit of Pharaoh, of the killing of people. We know that if we're going to do anything, like you said, we must learn how to forgive. We must learn how to love, and we must learn how to be a visible, I believe, witness in the earth realm, not to be in the part that's taking a part in the violent part, but a part to bring a solution to the problem. We know that people want to blame the president, people want to blame other people, but the truth of the matter is that we have voted people in to positions, and people are doing what they do because they are in the position to do it. And like you said, if we pray, I believe what the Bible says in Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways and seek God's face, I believe that we would really hear from heaven. We are in a serious state. Somebody referred to it as a state of emergency. We are in the earth realm. It's a state of emergency. And I just believe that you're not going to be able to put this thing to bed, but we can surely come against it and bombard heaven with an assignment to bring the spirit down, to kill it off. Bishop, Apostle, Pastor, Pastor Valerie, you all.
If I may.
Okay, amen.
You want to go ahead, Pastor? Well, I can.
Go ahead.
Amen. If I may, I want to piggyback on something that Pastor Valerie stated earlier in her comment. On Sunday, in sharing the word of God, we told the people that God is ashamed of the church right now, for the simple reason we have been put into this earth realm with an assignment, and we have failed God on the assignment. I look back over the 9/11 event and other events that have happened in our society just over the last month. We see the churches or leaders within the church come out afterwards and want to have prayer vigils, want to call prayer meetings and have candlelight vigils, which I think is good. But I also think that if the church was ahead of the game and understood the spiritual aspects of what Satan is doing to the earth realm, as well as to the integrity of the church and church leaders, that we would start praying before these events would even happen. We need to get on the wall as a church and begin to pray for this country, for the leadership in this country, for those officials who are running to become president of this country, and our congressmen, and we need to start on a local base. What's happening with the church and the believers is that we're putting the cart before the horse and trying to stop something that really, based on the word, should never have started, because God has given us authority in the earth realm. He has told us in the word of God that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. But the reason why these weapons before us cannot prosper is because we've already defeated them before they even come to pass. A weed cannot grow when the seed is taken out of the weed. We cannot keep pruning back the enemy and not expect it to come forth. So we need to just get some Roundup, which is the saints of God, that we come together and start praying now for tomorrow. Start praying now for next week. Start praying now for the months and years to come, and we won't see the same effect that the enemy is taking. We really need to come together and stop fighting among ourselves. Who's the voice? The people of God is the voice in the earth realm. And when we begin to give that clarion call in the earth realm, the word tells us that the enemy, the devil, hears the authority of the word and has to bow down and confess Jesus. And until that call is in the earth realm, we're not seeing any confessions, but what we're seeing is destruction. Thank you.
Amen. What the Lord revealed to me, Pastor, even as you were speaking, when you said we are in a state of emergency, what I sense is it's an emergent awareness of where we are as the people of God in the state of where we are, of this emotional chaos. And what was stated is so true. We want to come together. We want to, you know, put our spin on what's taking place. We want the audience. We want you to share it. We want all these views. But before it was happening, where were you and what was being released?
Yeah.
I think back to Pastor and Elder Benny just reminded me. Some months ago, you came to us and you said you had had a dream or a vision, or God has spoken to you about boots on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we are now, where in one city, behind another city, behind another city, there are boots on the ground. And as much as we know that these are police officers, in some instances they have to call in the National Guard because of the size of the incident, but where are we as soldiers in the army of God? Why have not we put on our boots, just as you were saying, Pastor? We haven't put on our boots. We haven't hit the ground. We are not releasing God's sound to ward off the attacks of the enemy. Some of us are not even praying, Pastor. I can't believe it. You know, I pose a question. Are we praying? And somebody asks a good question. And I'm saying, no, it's not a good question. Are we praying? And the truth of the matter is, it's evident that we're not.
Absolutely.
Because if we were earnestly praying, the word says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avail much.
Yes, it does.
And
amen.
I'm grateful to God that in some areas, I thank God that, you know, we may have some things going on in Richmond, Virginia, but I thank God that the hand of the enemy is not so widespread and chaotic that we fear walking out of our homes. And it's because
amen.
Of the prayers that are going forth. And so, as you stated, we've got to begin locally, and then we've got to pray our way out to cover every facet that would touch our lives and the lives of our children and our families and those that we are connected to in ministry. We have got to start releasing the sound of God. And I believe, and you've said it many times before, there is a clarion call now like never before for us to take our post and be who God has called us to be.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Hamilton?
Well, another thing that I like to add is that, you know, and all that's been said, we need to start infiltrating the enemy's camp. The enemy has risen his head and has come into our territory, so it's now time that we go into the enemy's territory. And what I mean is, I heard one of the police chief from Dallas say that we have a lot of job openings on our police force. And granted, that is key. We need to start infiltrating the enemy's camp by taking on some of these jobs and applying for a police officer job, becoming senators and congressmen now and becoming public officials instead of allowing other people to do the job. We who have the Spirit of God and who have the authority and the spirit of discernment now need to become part of that force that's trying to wreck our society. So if we had more godly policemen in place who's right there on the front line, who can combat the evil of the inside game of it, because there's an inside game that we don't see. There's an inside game with how the TV produce and make the appearance of things seen. So if we can get more godliness and more authority of the spirit of holiness in these positions and can walk in truth, then we can also infiltrate the enemy's camp. I was looking at scripture, Isaiah 5 and 20, and it says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, yep. that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." You know, for a long time, you know, we've allowed other folks to raise our children. And now it's time for us to raise our own children and to raise our own nation and stop giving other people authority over what we put in them. And so once we put our hand back in the situation, as Apostle and Pastor Valerie said, where have we been? What have we been doing? What have we been saying? So it's now time for us to deposit back into our communities and our young people and our public officials. It's time to make our presence known again. It's time for us to have our voice heard again instead of when something happens. So it's time that we are visible 24/7 and that we are not just praying, but our physical presence is also there. And so if we can begin to infiltrate the enemy's camp without a fear or an anxiety of losing our job or fear of anxiety of speaking out, then we can really make a difference. And so this evil spirit that's in the land is really just sin. And sin has become so real and so bold and so upfront that it has no shame no more. And so it's going to take the body of Christ and the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous and those in authority who know that they can get a prayer through to stand up and to make the clarion call and to make a sound and not only call for unity, but to demand the enemy to drop his weapons and to stand in authority of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. We want to thank God for all of you for being on tonight. We have several callers on. If you have a question, we ask that you, is it number one, Pastor Valerie, that they have to push to raise their hand?
Yes, ma'am. They can press one and you'll see.
They can press number one and we can answer your question quickly. We have about 4 minutes left if you have a question. But we would like to continue this dialogue again on next week, if it's okay with Apostle and Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Burrell. We would like to continue again because this is... For me, this is this episode is not a one-shot thing. We need to continue because this thing is not going away. People, you know, my husband taught CPR. When the person is down, you have one person that's just called 911, and the other person is giving the compressions. But the total thought is keeping that person alive and getting that person back up on their feet again and allowing them to walk away. And what is happening is that this spirit – is it's on its back, and we have demonic forces and people who are in sin resuscitating this thing, trying to get it up on its feet. And I'm reminded of David when he was going against the Philistine giant, and how he had five smooth stones. But I believe most of all, one of the main stones was prayer. And we need to be very discerning and strategic, as all of you have said, in the coming season. We are in a strategic season, a season that we must be prayerful. And it's not about us. It's really about the will and the purpose and the assignment of God on all of our lives and the church in this season. We're going to ask Bishop Henderson, if he would lead us out in prayer tonight. We invite you to come back next week. We thank you for calling in tonight, but we invite you back next Monday night at 8 p.m., and we're going to continue this conversation, this dialogue about in the time of trouble. For certainly we really need prayer in this season like never before. We want to thank Pastor Hamilton, Bishop Henderson, and Pastor Burrell for coming in, and for those of you that signed in tonight. And we pray that the Lord will keep you at peace in him. Bishop Henderson.
Amen. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the dialogue tonight, Lord God, on the effects of the times and the troubles that we are presently going for. But Father, we release a clarion call into this nation, Lord God. We release a clarion call into this world right now, calling the prayer warriors and the soldiers and those that are ready for battle, Lord God, to come against the enemy right now. Father, right now we call in those Navy SEALs, Lord God, the spiritual SEALs that you would have, that we might infiltrate the walls of the enemy, Lord God. Go in and create an attack from the inside out. God, right now we anoint and call for the anointing of God to rest upon us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast and Pastor Hamilton and Pastor Valerie and the spirit that you have laid on Pastor Carolyn, Lord God, to take the first stand, Lord God, by creating this radio broadcast and reaching nations and individuals, Lord God, throughout this world. Father, we just give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory that is worthy of a king. And God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, and amen.
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 Once again, we want to thank our guest tonight, Bishop Alroy S. Henderson from the Kingdom Church International, Pastor Darrell Kenneth Hamilton from Abundant Praise Christian Fellowship, and Pastor Valerie Burrell from Empowerment Place. God bless you. May you have a wonderful, peaceful night in the Lord. And join us again on next Monday as we come back to discuss in trouble times. God bless you and good night.
God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. Hello?